This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
What is going on, guys? My name is Hussein, and one of you asked me a very good question, actually, and says, like, you know how some governments and some ISPs in certain countries block certain content, block certain websites, and the question was, can the government or can the ISP for a given country block a given YouTube video? Not the entire YouTube, one video. Let's say someone made a video criticizing the government or criticizing the leadership or something like that. And the video, they don't want this video to go viral and they want to stop that video, right? Can the ISP block that particular video? Not the whole site, just that video. And the answer is, it depends. Mostly, no. So let's explain. And what are the situations that an ISP and government can actually block these sites? So how about actually explain a little bit, guys, what does your ISP or your government, let's talk about it. When I say ISP, if the ISP is in the government's pocket, then I'm talking about the ISP, obviously, right? What does your ISP actually sees when you go to google.com? The answer is, normal situation, absolutely nothing, right? If you search something, some content, yeah, the internet is provided by the ISP, but the ISP cannot see anything you're searching for. The only thing they look and they can see, and that is about to change, by the way, in the coming few years, I believe, is the domain. They know you're going to google.com. They know you're going to yahoo.com, right? They know you're going to, I don't know, any website. They know this. It's very clear. That's because the DNS queries are unencrypted. And they are basically using the UDP protocol, and it's an unencrypted. This is about to change with DOH and DOT. And that's pretty much it. They cannot see anything else, right? Now, and why is that? Why cannot they see what you're searching for? And the reason is because you are, and most of the time, if you're using HTTPS, which is pretty much almost all the internet, except a few websites, right? They're running still marquee HTML elements, right? They're running in HTTP. But, yeah, if you're unencrypted, that means you have a TLS connection in, I say end-to-end, I mean between you and the server, and there is a, no, it's just, it's an encrypted traffic. So you as a client, the browser and the server, Google in this case, they have, you negotiate keys between you and you verify that Google, that the site you connected to is belong to Google, and there is a nice certificate because of that. It's a certificate of that. We talked about certificate authority, check that video here. So that's, yeah, it's encrypted. So they cannot see any content that you actually searching for. They cannot see which YouTube videos you're viewing. They cannot see which, what you're searching in YouTube. They can only see that you're going to YouTube, they're going to Google, they're going to Yahoo. Now, can they actually block a certain video? They have the video URL and they want to block that. No, they cannot do that out of the box. And I'm going to explain there are certain situations where they can actually do that, right? But out of the box, they cannot, because that URL, that extra information after youtube.com/v, right? Anything after that is part of the content that you're requesting. And this is basically the URL query parameters, right? And that is also encrypted. It's encrypted, so they cannot look and check and block the site if that is. They can only block the whole YouTube, they can only block the whole Google, but they cannot block a certain video, or a certain blog article or a certain content. They cannot do that. Now, there are some governments that deploy a proxy, an HTTPS proxy, that in order to get your internet, you have to fix that proxy on your mobile phone settings or on your computer setting. And what that does is any request that you are about to make goes through that proxy first, and it negotiates the TLS between you and the proxy, and it decrypts the traffic, and it makes the request on your behalf, because that's what a proxy is, right? And that it requests the content for you. And in that case, absolutely, they can see everything you have. And they can obviously block you from going to any website you want. And they can block certain YouTube videos. So if you see that the government or the ISP forcing you to put a proxy, I mean, some workplaces actually do that, right? If you're an employee for a given workplace, sometimes they force you to put a proxy in order to basically give you access to the local content in the government and the workplace, sorry. And they can block and they can see everything you do and the employees, right? In the employee network. So there's something similar, right? So how do you know if you are being monitored by your ISP? Kazakhstan government is trying to do something like that, right? And I talked about that many times in this channel. And what they're trying to do is they want to deploy an HTTPS terminating proxy, which basically makes all the requests to that proxy, and then the proxy makes the request on your behalf. And how do you find out that you're being kind of man in the middle, almost, here in this case, right? You can find out very easily by going to your browser, and there is a padlock. So yeah, the site is secure, right? If you click on that padlock, you're going to Google or YouTube. Usually you're gonna see Mountain View, whatever, google.com initiated by, and they say you're gonna see the root certificate for Google, whatever that is, right? But if you're being in the middle of an HTTPS proxy, that proxy is responsible of serving you the certificate of its own claiming to be google.com, right? And that's what they do. They say, okay, oh, you're going to google.com, I'm gonna give you a certificate as if I am google.com, impersonating Google. And you can very clearly see, for example, in Kazakhstan, the HTTPS proxy, they clearly say, oh, QSNet, whatever that thing is, right? And then you can see it, oh, if you have that, that means, oh, someone is snooping on your content, right? So yeah, obviously, guys, this is all moot if you're accessing a website through HTTP, right? And the ISP can look at your content, they can see all that stuff as well, right? So I'm gonna talk about, I talked about DOH a little bit, the DNS over HTTP and DNS over TLS a little bit. And I talked about these things, and even with those, right, that's the final point before we end the video. Even with DOH and DOT, which even encrypts the domain, so the ISP, poor thing, they cannot even see what domains you're accessing, right? Even with that, there is some ISPs have tricks up their sleeves. They deploy certain low-level layer 4 proxies that actually inspect the client hello of TLS client hello, and they look at the SNI, the server name and indication, TLS extension, which actually requests the host name, which host or which DNS you're about to connect to serve the server. That's another way, and that's unencrypted. So people, some ISPs use that to actually block certain TLS communication, right? Again, they can look at that even with DOH. Some people, what's his name? Nick Sullivan from Cloudflare, and what's his name? The other people as well from Apple, previously for Apple and companies from Fastly. They're working on a new TLS extension called Encrypted SNI, ESNI, which will encrypt that thing, so people will not, if ISP will not even see that, that you're requesting DNS, certain DNS. But even that, guys, right, that's not always a good idea if you think about it. Because assume some shady person impersonated Bank of America, right? So they built a phishing website that calls Bank of America, right? With Devil F, for example, and it looks exactly the same. And your ISPs, you want your ISP to block that thing, right? You want it, because otherwise you'll get into trouble, right? Sometimes it's good to have your ISP look at DNS, but that's my opinion. Okay, obviously, guys, I think it's our right? To have this sort of privacy. So like, I don't want my ISP to know, or my government to know which websites I understand. I absolutely understand. Use a VPN. I mean, don't use a VPN. VPN will you're just transferring that knowledge from your ISP to the VPN company. So the VPN company claim they don't log, but who knows, right? You cannot guarantee that. But same thing, guys, right? So you use Tor. Some people use VPN and Tor for extreme privacy. But even, I talked about Tor, guys. Check out the video here. But yeah, if you're really concerned about privacy, use these kind of layered approaches for extreme privacy. But to answer that question, I could have answered it in 1 minute, I guess, but I took 11 to answer it. But yeah, so no, they cannot block a certain YouTube video, but they can block the whole site, right? Unless they have an HTTPS proxy, which actually terminated the whole dang thing, which will actually, they look at the content and they can block any website and any blog, right? Anyway, guys, so that's it for me today. Practically say hi. I'm gonna see you in the next one, guys. You guys stay awesome.